This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libus. A Trump administration official said Saturday border officials aim to more than quadruple the number of asylum seekers sent back over the southern border each day to address the growing number of Central Americans arriving in the country. It was the latest attempt to ease a straining immigration system, which officials say is at the breaking point. Hundreds of officers who usually screen cargo and vehicles at ports of entry were reassigned to help manage migrants. On Friday, President Trump threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border next week.
Mexico is going to have to do something, otherwise I'm closing the border. I'll just close the border. And with a deficit like we have with Mexico and have had for many years, closing the border will be a profit-making operation.
His administration also announced it was cutting direct aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The State Department said it will work with Congress to suspend payments to the trio of nations, which have been home to some of the migrant caravans that have moved through Mexico to the U.S. border. The Israeli military announced five rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel early Sunday, following a day of protests that saw Israeli troops kill four Palestinians near the territory's border. The rocket attack threatens to undermine Egyptian-mediated efforts to cement a deal that Gaza's Hamas rulers hope will ease a crippling Israeli-Egyptian blockage of the crowded territory. No casualties were reported and no Palestinian group claimed responsibility, though they appeared to be in retaliation for the protesters' deaths. Tens of thousands of Palestinians rallied in the Gaza Strip on Saturday to mark the anniversary of their mass protest along the Israeli border. Venezuelans held competing protests Saturday. Some declared their support for President Nicolas Maduro, who's aided by Russia and China. Others supported self-declared interim President Juan Guaido, who's backed by the U.S. and some 50 other nations. This comes one day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it obtained permission to distribute aid. This is VOA News. In Afghanistan, at least four students died after a mortar was fired at a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province. More than a dozen others, including two teachers, were wounded. The assault comes on the heels of the Taliban's capture of an important northeastern district where a dozen Afghan police and security personnel died. The number of Mozambique cyclone survivors who have contracted cholera has risen dramatically. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities say the number of cases in Mozambique has jumped to more than 270, nearly twice the amount recorded the day before. Aid group Doctors Without Borders says it's seeing some 200 likely cholera cases per day in the port city Beira alone, where relief workers are hurrying to restore the damaged water system. The Portuguese news agency Lusa says so far no cholera deaths have been confirmed, but the group has pushed up the death toll in central Mozambique from the cyclone to just over 500 in general. Authorities have warned the toll is highly preliminary as floodwaters recede and reveal more bodies. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Aid agencies are working to prevent another cholera epidemic in war-torn Yemen. An outbreak in 2017 claimed more than 2,500 lives. Pope Francis is in Morocco as part of his ongoing effort to advance interreligious dialogue. VOA's Sabina Castelfranco has more.
Pope John Paul II was the last head of the Catholic Church to visit Morocco in August 1985. Moroccans are seeing the current visit in a positive way, and the message that Pope Francis has for them is that Muslims and Christians can peacefully coexist. Ahead of the two-day visit, Pope Francis issued a video message for the Moroccan people. He thanked King Mohammed VI for inviting him and Moroccan authorities for their collaboration in making this visit possible.
That's VOA's Sabina Castelfranco reporting. Just last month, the Pope visited the predominantly Muslim United Arab Emirates. A federal judge in Alaska has dealt President Trump a setback in his efforts to undo President Obama's work to protect the environment. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason ruled that President Obama's actions in 2015 and 2016, halting drilling in most of the Arctic Ocean and dozens of canyons in the Atlantic, can only be undone by an act of Congress. Therefore, she ruled President Trump exceeded his authority when he reversed those bans.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting. Cities around the world were marking Earth Hour on Saturday by turning off lights at 8:30 p.m. local time in a call for global action on climate change. I'm Nicole Libus, VOA News.